Hello, ladies and gentlemen. The psychological terrorism to stop people from speaking freely continues. This is the third instance recently, the Kyrie Irving instance. Kyrie Irving posted a link to an existing documentary one can find on Amazon based on a book series, a published book series, a published documentary based on said book series that talks about something rather obvious, and I'm going to explain what it is and show you exactly why it's obvious. And now he's suspended from the Chinese Basketball Association. I'm sorry, the National Basketball Association. It is the next psychological terrorism psyop against speaking anything except what you've been, you're supposed to know that if anything might even be close to maybe controversial, you better shut your fat mouth. No longer do we get to just kind of explore on our own and kind of put up links to what we find interesting that may be a different point of view. Don't get to do that anymore. So example number one was Alex Jones, and I don't really care what you think as far as whether or not he should have been found guilty in the civil trial. He may not have, but the idea that enough oomph was put towards this that the case ended up being $1 billion, that's the fine. Now that's the psychological terrorism. $1 billion. Name one high-level criminal known as politicians over the years that have cost the country billions, sold us under the bridge from various points of power, that have even been civilly fined $100 million. But Alex Jones, $1 billion. That's just psychological terrorism. That don't you question the narrative. Don't you do it, because we will do this to you too. Second example, True the Vote, 2,000 Mules. They get the whistleblower who says, hey, so this stuff is leaving. This information about poll workers is leaving the continental U.S. It's making it to China. So the True the Vote people say, after the FBI don't start to cooperate, but don't continue to cooperate, hey, this is this Konech company, K-O-N-N-E-C-H, yeah, ends in C-H, like China, founder, or CEO rather, Edwin Yu, Y-U, Chinese nationalist. Okay, they say, okay, well, I was trying to cooperate with the FBI, but the FBI is no longer cooperating with us, so we're going to announce it. And so, second example of psychological terrorism. We are announcing that the company has been at least negligent with the information of American poll workers such that it's getting to freaking mainland China, the adversary on the planet with the United States. Nothing any less sensitive than the schedules and names and details of American poll workers. Kind of a big story. The important part is this company is giving up that material. But what happens? The second example of don't you dare say things controversial without our advance permission. And if you think it might be, if you think it might touch on major powers or mistakes, intentional or on purpose, purposeful acts, if you think it possibly could, you better shut your fat mouth. So the CEO sues True the Vote, with to whom the whistleblower spoke, and says, you're defaming me, and it's racist, and it's baseless. And the psychological terrorism is that even after law enforcement literally arrests the guy, the judge in the civil suit still insists that the True the Vote people name their source that could get in massive trouble from the Chinese Communist Party, as though that has any relevancy anymore, since even a law enforcement agency has found it not baseless enough, but quite has plenty of relevancy and facts behind it in order to charge the person. And yet, because they're not giving up their source for the civil suit, the True the Folk votes, True the Vote folks are placed in contempt of court and jailed. Psychological terrorism exercise number two. Psychological terrorism exercise number three. A Kyrie Irving, if nothing else, at least curious, intellectually curious, the very same idea that for 20 years was an awesome idea. You listen to George, to Art Bell overnight, then George Norrie later, and the like, because you watch Ancient Aliens because, hey, I wonder what truth I'm missing. What might really be the case on the planet, in the world, spiritually, archaeologically, religiously, and otherwise? What am I missing? What would be interesting to try to determine what I believe the world is about? What I believe life is about? What I believe is my destiny and my history as a human, as an individual, as a group member, and otherwise? That is called being an investigator. It's an awesome thing, and it's one of the most fun things in life. Oh, no. That's not what we call it anymore. If you post a documentary that we post facto decide is a violation, civilizations cannot survive in a post facto law, I believe is a term, but I'm a little bit rusty. I can't survive with laws that have criminal punishment after the fact. So that's now illegal. Okay, well, that's good. I won't do that anymore. Nope, but you did it 5 years ago, so now you're going to prison. What? But I did it. It wasn't illegal then. Well, you're still getting punished. So it's the non-criminal version of that. It's an existing documentary. I linked to it. Yes, but it's not approved now that you said it. Now that you posted it, it's not approved. But it was just on Amazon. It's not approved now. You're in big trouble. You're going to be punished. You're going to be fined. You better give $500,000 to the people who now get to create the law anew without you having notification before you thought it was worthy of posting. That's psychological terrorism that says to you, no, you better not say anything that even might be unapproved after you say it. So what Kyrie Irving was discussing or posted was simply about a documentary called Hebrews to Negroes. This is based on, and he said, I'm not trying to, after he found out supposedly that was a bad thing to do to post documentaries, you're supposed to learn, but no, you're not. Oh, we want people to be more educated. We want people to question things. No, we don't. Where do you get that idea? No, we're still not over it. Did you pay attention to 2020 and 2021, 2022, where we said science, but if you said anything except what we approved, no matter how scientifically based it was, then you're in trouble and you get depersoned? Just imagine that. Now imagine it spread out to anything we decide. And we're not telling you which we've decided, but just know that that's also a thing now for any possible intellectual pursuit. So Hebrews to Negroes would be about the idea that couldn't be any more obvious than somewhere in the sands of times, it could be possible that some of the Israelis now and the Jews now, once Israel was populated, may not be historically, genetically related to the tribes of Israel. Hashtag duh. Hashtag conversion happens over a period of time among religious people as they relate to other people who are not blood. In fact, it would be pretty racist, when you think about it, if a religious people didn't want to convert people who weren't related to them just because they weren't related to them. Do you think religious people actually only convert up? Let me make sure you're... Now, who are you married to? Okay, yeah, I'm going to look at my book. Okay, turns out you are blood related. And so I want you to practice this religion. Oh, no, not you. You're not blood related. I mean, how racist would that be? Okay. Of course, the more obvious thing is that people mix. Over a period of time, people mix and conversion happens. This is so simple as to... This is such a simple concept. The idea is, hey, maybe some black people are a part of the original Hebrews. Okay, why not? What's wrong with that? Wouldn't we otherwise just say black pride and good for them for imagining that? Shoot, 50 years ago, we didn't think Eve was from Africa, and now we think that. I can tell you within 3 miles of me, there's an around the year, basically nativity scene outside somebody's house where all of the people showing in the nativity scene are black. Am I supposed to think that that's anti-whatever or a hate speech? Or is it pride speech and a possibility they believe in? So as to this idea, whether there's any foundation to this documentary, because you're not going to find it now, not that the favorite whipping boy who believed in flat earth and who's kind of a pain in the ass and is kind of a kind of eccentric as a Brooklyn Nets, and after all, he didn't take his vaccine, so he's a guy. Oh nope, we have to even discredit him just by association by something else. In case you might have thought he was a hero, he was, for truly standing up, even with millions of dollars at risk, and saying, well, good for you. I'm not going to get vaccinated. Hope I still get to play. Well, you don't get to play half your games. You don't get to play your home games. So you have to go through the alienation, the possible character assassination, and possibly losing your livelihood worth millions and millions of dollars. That's literally 1,000 times as much as you might make outside of your field, or at least 500 or 100 times as much. Literally, you could lose centuries worth of normal pay, a value of centuries worth of normal pay, if you lose a year or a career in this field. And he said, I get it, and I'm also not going to be vaccinated. It's actually a reason to have a Kyrie Irving jersey, because that was really standing up for, no, I'm just not going to be. Okay. But we have to make him now, therefore, the favorite whipping boy. You know, whether it's idiotic sports people going, sports talk people going, he's a bad teammate. Okay. Before 2020, if I had told you someone's a bad teammate because he decided not to have a certain medical procedure, would you say that's true? Would you say that? Okay, so now this, so it's really just psychological terrorism. He's a favorite whipping boy, and we get to change standards as we go because he's the whipping boy who was flat earth and didn't want to get an unproven vaccine that, as it turns out, as we discussed in many other episodes, has horrific consequences. And every time you take another one, you're more likely to get your arteries clogged with artery pasta also covered, or have some horrific actual blood clotting that effing kills you. So, this is interesting. Lies Science, who's the author here? Author is not Kyrie Irving. And it turns out the study that they're talking about, that study is, the author is not Kyrie Irving. Surprise, Ashkenazi Jews are genetically European. Tia Ghose published October 8th, 2013. So not Kyrie Irving then? Interesting. I didn't think it was Kyrie Irving anyway, because I'm using my brain. And the documentary was not from him. He was posting it. The origin of the Ashkenazi Jews. Now, this is not whether this is true or not. It's whether it's within the realm of possibility, such that posting the effing documentary was not so blatantly false as to therefore imply racism. Okay? If I post a documentary, it's because I find it interesting. It's not because I believe in it 100%. And we're supposed to be able to do that as free people. Because you don't find out interesting new stuff if you have to take the whole thing part and parcel. You find out, you take on new potential leads for what the truth and what reality may be by looking at a bunch of various sources and then absorbing them and continuing to analyze them. It doesn't mean anybody's global view is 100% of what you take on. You have to be able to look at these things. If you cannot, then we go nowhere. It's just, what did they say we're supposed to think? And you just get a bunch of falsity built on falsity. Whether this itself is falsity or truth or not, that's where you're going to go. If we go, oh, I haven't been given permission to look into that. Okay, so once the authorities say it's okay to look at a, quote, alternative theory, then it's okay to look at it. Because yeah, how would that be an alternative theory if the authorities have to give you permission to look at it? Is it now just the new approved theory? Isn't it just the new approved outlook if you have to wait for authorities to give you permission to look at the approved total view on things, the part and parcel of it? So, of course, Kyrie goes, hey, man, I'm just trying to understand things. I wasn't trying to say whether I thought all this is true. I'm just posting a link to a documentary that exists out there. I find it potentially interesting. So, yes, on we go with this idea of, surprise, Ashkenazi Jews are genetically European. You don't say. Some part of the Jews may have, for 1,200 years when they didn't have a land, before, and I say 1,200 years just because in this article they say, hey, kind of thought we had a sense of them after about 1,200. 1,200 years at least when they didn't have a country, it could be that as they were living in any number of places that they may have said, hey, you should be a Jew too. It's awesome. You should like our religion. It makes a lot of sense. And I'd love for you to be saved too. No shit. Some people would say that to people that aren't their blood relatives. No fucking kidding. That's possible? Does that make sense? Yeah, of course it makes sense. The origin of the Ashkenazi Jews who come most recently from Europe has largely been shrouded in mystery, but a new study suggests that at least their maternal lineage may derive largely from Europe. Though the finding may seem intuitive, it contradicts the notion that European Jews mostly descend from people who left Israel in the Middle East around 2,000 years ago. Instead, a substantial proportion of the population originates from local Europeans who converted to Judaism, said study co-author Martin Richards, an archaeogeneticist at the University of Huddersfield in England. You know, that widely anti-Semitic set of institutions that are universities in England. Little is known about the history of the Ashkenazi Jews before they were expelled from the Mediterranean and settled in what is now Poland around the 12th century. So for 1,200 years, basically. On average,
for 1200 years is when they wondered, why don't they just don't know a lot?
So why?
Okay. So if it's possible that the Jews now are partially not related, then why would it be so impossible? And why should we reject outright, but only as a ex post facto law, where you're not aware of the consequences before you do the act, that maybe some blacks are also related to some of the original Hebrews? I just don't get how that should or could be controversial. And the fact that it is troubles me deeply. So let's continue. On average, all Ashkenazi Jews are genetically as closely related to each other as fourth or fifth cousins, said Dr. Harry Oster, a pathology, pediatrics, and genetics professor at the Albert Einstein College of Medicine in New York and the author of Legacy, A Genetic History of the Jewish People from Oxford University Press, 2012. But depending on whether the lineage gets traced through maternal or paternal lines, DNA that is, or through the rest of the genome, researchers got very different answers for whether Ashkenazi originally came from Europe or the Near East. Past research found that 50 to 80% of DNA from the Ashkenazi Y chromosome, which is used to trace a male lineage, originated in the Near East, Richard said. That supported a story wherein Jews came from Israel in largely eschewed intermarriage when they settled in Europe. Okay, but even then, it didn't say 95 and 99, it said 50 to 80. Okay, so you're still talking half of them were not traced back to the Near East. So again, what Kyrie is entertaining is not scientifically impossible in the least. It's just so ridiculous. So that comes from, you can read an article called The Holy Land, Seven Amazing Archaeological Finds, also on Live Science. But historical documents tell a slightly different tale based on accounts such as those of Jewish historian Flavius Josephus. By the time of the destruction of the Seneca Temple in AD 70, as many as 6 million Jews were living in the Roman Empire, but outside Israel, mainly in Italy and southern Europe. In contrast, only about 500,000 lived in Judea, said Oster, who was not involved in the new study. The major Jewish communities were outside Judea. Maternal DNA, though. Richards and his colleagues analyzed mitochondrial DNA, which is contained in the cytoplasm of the egg and passed down only from the mother, for more than 3,500 people throughout the Near East, the Caucasus in Europe, including Ashkenazi Jews. The team found that four founders were responsible for 40% of Ashkenazi mitochondrial DNA, and that all of these founders originated in Europe. The majority of the remaining people could be traced to other European lineages. All told, more than 80% of the maternal lineages of Ashkenazi Jews could be traced to Europe, with only a few lineages originating in the Near East. Virtually none came from the North Caucasus, located along the border between Europe and Asia, between the Black and Caspian Seas. The findings should thoroughly debunk one of the most questionable but still tenacious hypotheses that most Ashkenazi Jews can trace their roots to the mysterious Khazar kingdom that flourished during the 9th century in the region between the Byzantine Empire and the Persian Empire, Richards and Oster said. The genetics suggest many of the founding Ashkenazi women were actually converts from local European populations. The simplest explanation was that it was mainly women who converted, and they married with men who'd come from the Near East. Another possibility is that Jews actively converted both men and women among local populations
at this time, although researchers would need more detailed study of paternal lineages to test that hypothesis. But why is that possible? Well, because all told, more than 80% of maternal lineages of Ashkenazi Jews could be traced to Europe, and only a few originating in the Near East. And what do we look at as far as paternal? Past research found that 50 to 80% of DNA from the Ashkenazi Y chromosome, which is used to trace a male lineage, originated in the Near East. So what's that say? 20 to 50% did not originate in the Near East, along with 80% of the maternal lineage did not. And therefore, that straight conversion, right? It's not that it's Jewish in the, Jewish genetically in the paternal line. So there you go, guys. That's why we have Kyrie Irving being punished, because he dared to entertain a documentary based on genetic studies and also common sense. And as I told you, why would we imagine that a population without a country, or even if they did have a country, why would we imagine that over hundreds of years, over a millennia, if it's religious based, they wouldn't try to convert people who they weren't genetically related to? What? Why would you imagine that? And so therefore, once you do have a country later, those who may have converted some time ago and have a history of being historically being Jews for a long time religiously, what they look like may or may not be exactly what the original ones looked like. And so why would it not be worthy of consideration through purposes of black pride or otherwise? You're just wanting to look into history that says, hey, not all Jews look like this, and some of them could have looked like us. What is wrong with that? When we turn this type of discussion, especially, it's just like the science thing with a vaccine, there's plenty of rooms for holes there. And there are actually plenty of studies that show there's plenty of room for holes and for the idea that, yeah, this is a possibility, a decent possibility. So why would it be that we're not supposed to entertain it? Why would it be that such a thing is anti-Semitic? Oh, well, because if you're saying that Jewish people, some Hebrews could have been black, then that means you don't believe what we mostly say now. No, we're further informing what you mostly say now. Us not merely saying exactly what you say now does not mean we're anti-Semitic. Humans are wrong sometimes. Declarations from leadership are not always historically accurate. Nobody's perfect. That's all that means. Oh, no, that's anti-Semitic. You're a denier. Okay, well, is this geneticist an anti-Semitic denier? Or are they a student that's interested in your topic? Anyway, guys, it's an absolute mess. And this is where we insist on going. Then those who want to be tyrants just have another avenue of doing it. Another avenue of shutting down free speech and thought, even preemptively. Another avenue of ex post facto laws. And I forget if that's a term. But the idea is, I mean, I don't know my Latin, that in a true civilization, you don't make a law, you don't make a punishment that applies to something from before you made the punishment, before you prohibited it. So again, how is it that we can punish Kyrie Irving for posting a link? It's another reason social media is going to die. And you know what? Good riddance. And honestly, shame on the ADL Shame on USA Today for character assassinating Kyrie Irving for simply showing some curiosity about a given documentary and posting a link. What would you rather have him post? Something about Kim Kardashian's tits or ass? Is that what you'd rather have him post? As he said, I didn't mean anything except that I found it interesting and I'm trying to understand things. And why? It's just like the idea of, okay, Cleveland Indians. Yeah, we want the Cleveland Indians, which you can't say now. It's the Guardians. But I'm saying it because I'm saying it. Oh, yeah. We totally took on that slogan because we're not trying to identify with the positive aspects of it. Wait. So, no. So when you identify as a different gender, I'm supposed to respect that. But when I'm telling you I'm not identifying with the negative aspects of Indians as I pick my mascot, which should be fucking obvious since it's my mascot, if I was making fun of the other side and called them Indians, then maybe I was identifying with the negative parts. But I'm calling my team that. Therefore, I'm identifying with the positive aspects, and don't you fucking tell me what I'm identifying as. All right? No. You're identifying with the negative parts. Oh, well, I thought I could identify with whatever I wanted, and you had to pay attention to what I believe I'm identifying with. I'm identifying with the idea that possibly Hebrews were, some of them were black or looked like black people or related to black people. You don't get to identify with that. It's anti-Semitic. But I'm not trying to identify as anti-Semitic. I'm not saying it's anti-Semitic. I'm merely entertaining thoughts. You don't get to do that in this case. So which is it? I get to identify and you have to pay attention to what I believe, or I have to be, which is it? When it's the right thing, no matter what makes sense, I have to validate your viewpoint. But if it's the wrong thing, no matter what I meant by the words myself, if you're offended, then you get to identify with your misinterpretation of my words, and you get to identify and have primacy over being offended by your implication of why I posted or said something. And what could be a more blatant example than he didn't even narrate on it? He posted a link to it without much or any commentary on it. So you get to identify with how you interpreted a separate document and not with what I took from it. And now I'm responsible for you in an hour-long documentary or longer. I'm responsible for your interpretation of what you found offensive in there, when I may or may not have been worrying about that part. If some of it's offensive, I don't get to consider any of it. Yeah, we're screwed, people. All right. Thanks for listening. I'm Tyson Harley. Please follow me, both the episodes and like the episodes and follow the podcast.